It's 26 past six on Breakfast. Warwick Hadfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Two Australian teams on the cusp of something special right this moment.
Well, yes, the Australian cricket is obviously in Adelaide, as long as the weather holds. And over in Argentina, Australia, the Hockeyroos getting set to play the final of this World League tournament that's been going on there the last 5 or 6 days. And interesting opponents too, the Dutch, who were in their semi-final, beat the number one team in the world and the host nation, of course, the Argentines. But Australia in its semi-final won 3-0. Jodie Schultz was the first goal scorer from the penalty corner. She's been very successful from there throughout the tournament. And then there were goals to Georgie Parker and Carrie McMahon from the field. So, you know, this has been a rebirth of Australian women's hockey, so hopefully the next bit, which is a bit later today, they're playing quite late to escape the heat of Argentina. Mm.
Well, the Hockeyroos doing so well, all seems right with the world, and that's how it felt at the weekend with the cricket score too. Suddenly we can talk to each other about the cricket again.
Well, I was wandering from cricket ground to cricket ground all Saturday and yesterday, you know, just sitting and watching the cricket. And, yeah, look, you know, every time another wicket fell, there was, and particularly early on in the England innings, there was this great feeling that the world was back on its axis. Australia in control of the match. Michael Clarke declaring yesterday because of this worrying forecast of rain for the last 2 days of the Test match, and Alistair Cook out without, you know, in the blink of an eye. And Michael Carberry, I think the Australian cricket team should get him as their catching coach, because he seems to be able to pick out Australian fielders with amazing accuracy. First it was Dave Warner with that astonishing catch in the first innings, then Nathan Lyon down on the boundary. But England fought pretty well, and for the first time in the series they've got past 200 runs, but 4 more wickets need to fall today, and you'd have to think that the Australians need to get rid of Stuart Broad or Matt Prior fairly early, if given the forecast for some rain, even thunderstorms in Adelaide over the rest of the day.
So, well, it looks like the rain's going to come early, so let's hope it comes and goes, or it's going to thwart us.
Well, we've already seen the poor old New Zealanders, only 33 runs shy of victory after scoring 500 in their first innings against the West Indies. That was in Dunedin, and just as they were about to launch their final assault for victory down the heavens open. So it does and can and does happen. You can labour for 4.5 days and have the weather cruelly take away the result.
You can't fight City Hall. Speaking of Stuart Broad, I thought there was some really unattractive sledging going on in the TV coverage anyway. The image of Mitchell Johnson getting in the face of Stuart Broad there towards the end, very unattractive. The umpire stepping in. This is unnecessary, isn't it?
I think so. Look, you know, we don't mind a little bit of intensity out there, but there's a couple of incidents that have been a little bit unsavoury. The great Paul Sheehan used to say, when you lose, say nothing, and when you win, say even less. And I think it would do well for the Australians to adopt that. And there was also the sight of Johnson and Stokes having bumped into each other and having an exchange as well. Now, Stokes' father played rugby league for New Zealand, of course, before he became a cricketer. Mitchell Johnson was being tabbed as a great rugby union player, and when those two hit each other, it was obvious there was going to be some sort of confrontation. But thankfully, the captain and the umpires have prevailed a little more than they did in Brisbane, Fran.
Yeah, indeed. All right, thanks very much, Warwick. Talk to you again at 7:30.
Good on you, Fran.